All right, another tough ball game. Thought the guys went out. I thought they played hard. I thought they fought their tails off. Came up just short. A couple mistakes at the end really cost us, and ran out of firepower there at the end. No excuses. Felt we had opportunities to move the ball, put points on the board, and this is where we stand.
Coach, how much did not having the receivers throughout the game alter the way you wanted to play late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, it significantly altered the game. We had one receiver left at the end of the ball game. You know, the guys fought hard. The tight end stepped up and went out and worked to execute the two-minute offense. They don't get a lot of reps what they were being asked to do, but they went out. They played fast and played hard.
What's your sense of the severity of Odell's injury?
I don't know yet. Just got in off the field. I'll have to go take a look, and we'll have to take a look in the morning probably.
Has he been sent for surgery?
Again, I don't know. I don't have an answer to that yet.
I guess the CBS telecast said that his finger was really bothering him in pregame warm-ups. Is that the case? And if you didn't have all those receiver injuries, would he even play been out there at this point?
He was medically cleared to play in the game.
Do you have any updates on the other receivers, the severity of their injuries?
We had three ankles and a foot. Looks like Dwayne has a broken foot.
How about some of the other guys? I mean, you were really getting shorthanded. Jonathan Cease was leaving. DRC, I think, had a lead.
Yeah, DRC was in and out. He was hobbled a little bit. JC Landon was in and out a little bit. He was hobbled up. Darqua, after the touchdown, pulled up lower body.
Is that why we didn't see him kind of like carry the ball in the rest of the first half?
He didn't get much after that, no.
So you said lower body, it wasn't his back?
I believe it was a calf, but I'm not 100% sure.
After the Odell touchdown, you went for the two-point. What was the explanation for the delay of game out there?
Well, the clock starts. It's a new rule by the league. They're trying to speed up the games. So the 25-second clock started quickly. And then I tried to run down and call a timeout with 4 seconds left. I could, you know, they didn't pull the trigger on the timeout. They must not have seen me there. But we still felt we had a good call and an opportunity to convert.
Coach, 0-5, losing to an 0-14. What are you in terms of here?
You just keep working. You look in the mirror. You learn a lot about yourself in times like these. So you got to work for yourself. You got to work for your teammates. We're all pros. This is what we get paid to do. We get paid to win, not just compete. So we got to find a way to win.
What do you say to your team after a loss like that? You're seeing it 0-5, man.
Yeah, I think that we showed a lot of fight out there again, but this is professional football. We got to go to work and find a way to win.
Why the decision to go to DJ Fluker, make John Gary again?
John has been hobbled a little bit. I thought DJ played fairly well last week. I wanted to give him a chance in the run game.
You had Eli Apple on the bench for 3 series. I guess what was the thinking there?
We have a lot of guys who were rolling in and out of there, and we want to see guys compete, and we're confident in all of our DBs.
What was your assessment of the run game? Your assessment of the run game today?
I thought there was some good and some bad, but more good. I thought we took a step in the run game. I thought we played physical. We needed a little bit more later in the game, but I thought our run game took a step forward today.
How much was Eli being on the bench for exactly 3 series? Was that pre-planned?
Yes.
Exactly 3 series?
It was pre-planned.
When you use the phrase, you know, you learn a lot about yourselves, and I'm sure you're saying that in terms of how you judge your players as they deal with this 0-5 start.
Players and coaches. Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you sense that the public at large kind of does the same thing with you, and your bosses are doing the same thing with you, right? And how do you feel about that, and what have you learned about yourself?
Yeah, listen, I get paid to win, not merely compete. And right now we're 0-5. I'm my biggest critic. I look in the mirror. And I have to do a better job.
Was Eli Manning tested for a concussion at all? It seemed like he got kneed in the head late on that last drive.
Not that I'm aware of.
One more question.
Where do you go from here at this point?
Back to work. Thank you.